I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalms 104. And this is where we'll start. Now, we'll be all over the Bible tonight, and I'm hoping I don't keep you too late, so I'm going to get moving as fast as I can with this. I don't want to take away from the teaching either. I want you to be able to understand it. And I don't expect all of us, including myself, to grasp this entirely tonight. What I do think is you ought to get, it'll give you pause, it'll give you thought, and you can pause and you can think and you can reflect on the scriptures. Let's pray. Father, we need you, Lord. I pray you'd bless us now. I pray you'd help us from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, on Sunday, I preached a couple messages to you on the alien conspiracy. On the fact that in the news we see today, they're always talking about, in movies in Hollywood and everything else, they're always talking about aliens. Always talking about, oh, there's aliens, they're going to come to this planet. Now, we know that's not true. There's no such thing as aliens. But we do understand from the Bible that the Bible is very clear that there are fallen angels. It is very clear that there are evil angels, and I'm going to show you that tonight. It's very clear that they are out there, it's very clear also that there are some people that claim to have seen UFOs. Now, that just sounds, you think, well, come on, these people all have to be on something. Well, I would say if there was a few of them that were like that, I'd say there's probably some false ones out there. There's probably hundreds of false ones out there. But I think there's some that have seen something and wonder what they're seeing. Now, I'm going to show you from the scriptures tonight what I believe that some of these people have seen and the description that they give. When you talk to people or you hear about their stories and things like that, the reason I'm doing this is I've already started this. If you haven't heard the first two messages, and you might be a little lost tonight in understanding this, but God promised that he would send strong delusion to this world. He promised that was going to come. The Bible says the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So that's what the Bible says, that there's going to be a strong delusion, there's going to be a great falling away, but also the Bible says in Daniel chapter 2, that there's a fourth kingdom that will arise. And that fourth kingdom will be a spiritual kingdom. And the Bible says that they shall mingle their seed with the seed of man. And the Bible says that that kingdom will be diverse from all kingdoms of the earth. And it will be the most powerful kingdom that was ever on this earth. And it will conquer the world. And it also says, though, that Christ will come as the stone made without hands, or without hands, and he will come and he will destroy that 10-toed colossus, and he will destroy it, and it'll all be over, and Christ will reign. I believe that. Okay? But I believe also what the Bible says, that strong delusion will come. God even says in a portion of scripture, and I'll show you that tonight somewhere, where he says that he sent evil angels among them. That he sent them out to do what they were going to do. Now, this strong delusion, I believe, is from the spirit world. I believe that's very accurate. Because when we go to Ephesians, we see that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Remember that? We wrestle against four things. We wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those four things. Incidentally, that's that fourth kingdom. That in the end times, in the latter times, the Bible says to try the spirits, see whether they're of God. For there are many false spirits that have went out. There is going to be a strong... How will the Antichrist do that? Well, he's going to take over by strong delusion. The Bible says in Revelation that he is going to fool the whole world. And if you're not saved, then you will definitely stand a great chance of being fooled by the Antichrist. If you're here, you will stand a great chance of being fooled. Why is that? Well, because strong delusion will be sent. That's very serious. Those words are very serious. Strong delusion. You think about that. Now, so what do I think? What do you think, preacher? What do you think? And by the way, what I'm going to teach you tonight is not new. There have been preachers before me that can do a way better job than I can at explaining this to you. But I'm the one that God's called here, so you're stuck with me. But the Bible talks about chariots. There have been writers that have wrote and called, and they've wrote books called Chariots of God, Chariots of the Gods. And they were chariots that were seen. There were supernatural television programs that were, that they tried to say were aliens and all this kind of stuff. And they would talk about the chariots of the gods. They would talk about Ezekiel's wheel. You ever heard about that? Ezekiel's wheel. Have you ever studied the book of Ezekiel? And Ezekiel chapter 1, it talks about Ezekiel's wheel. Well, we're going to talk about Ezekiel's wheel tonight. We're talking about a few different areas. But I want you to see what the Bible says about chariots. All right? And then I want you to compare what those chariots do to what some people have claimed that they have saw. And I want you to keep this in mind, that I'm not using the book of Enoch. I'm not using an outside source of scripture. I'm not using, I'm not going off what movies say. I'm going to read you straight from the King James Bible exactly what the Bible says. And I think I'm going to show you some things that you've never seen before. I think I'm going to show you some things that you've never heard about. And I got to get going. That's enough of an introduction, okay? So I'm going to start reading scripture to you. Psalms 104 and verse number 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Listen to this one. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot. See that? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his clouds chariots. Interesting, isn't it? 2 Kings, turn there please. 2 Kings chapter 2. If you can't keep up tonight, I'm reading from the King James Bible. You can check it out later, I'm just going to keep going, okay? 2 Kings chapter 2. That word chariot comes up again. And it came to pass as they still went on, and verse number 11, I'm sorry. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. There's a chariot of fire there. You believe the Bible?
Amen.
I do. Just said that there's a chariot of fire. Now, isn't that interesting that a chariot of fire took Elijah to heaven? A chariot of fire. So keep that thought in your mind, because we're gonna keep going. Turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Second Kings and chapter number 6 and verse number 15. We're going to read a few verses here, okay? I want to get you the mind frame of this, okay? Think of chariots, think of the Lord, think of heaven, think of fire. There's one other thing you're going to think about in a minute, but I want you to keep thinking of that mindset. Listen, I don't have a scientific mind. I'll be completely honest with you. Brother Russ is the scientific guy, okay? He's Brother Russ, the science guy. I can't do it. I try to visualize things. I can't do it. I don't see things like he does or like you guys do. Some of you that understand these things a little better than me, I don't see them. So I'm trying to keep you in the mind frame of just kind of looking at scripture and seeing what it says, okay? And trying to discern from that. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes, the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. So here we have chariots of fire. We have, now what happened to Elijah? Or what happened to the servant? God opened up the fourth dimension to him and showed him what was going on around him in the spirit world. Because he couldn't see that. You and I can't see what's going on in the spirit world. We can't see that openly. But God opened his understanding up and showed him the spirit world. And he said, look, the chariots of fire and the horses all around. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people. Now, this is another verse in verse number 8. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. So these people were blinded by those horse. They're blinded by that, by those chariots of fire. God sent that and allowed that to happen. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse number 6, we're going to see some more chariots here. We're going to see some more chariots of fire here. And then we're going to get into some scripture that's going to explain where, how the Lord Jesus, how God comes into this, and how it's going to broaden here in a second. You're going to get a vision of heaven here from the scriptures, and you're going to understand this a little bit better here in a second. I'm just kind of laying some groundwork to show you what the Lord has done here. For the Lord, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 6, for the Lord had made the hosts of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Now, I believe what happened there is that God just opened up their hearing to that fourth dimension. Do you understand what I mean by that? So they heard the voice of many chariots. There wasn't any chariots there that they could see. Well, then why did the Lord, what did the Lord do? Opened up their ears so they could hear what was going on around them. Into another dimension, to that fourth dimension. Now, if you don't understand what I mean by a fourth dimension, you just go back and listen Sunday to those messages. They're online, and you can hear them, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about there. I can't preach that all in one day. It's just so much to try to get through, to try to do that. Okay, so I'm trying to give you an understanding. Okay, we're just getting warmed up here. Now, turn to Psalms chapter 68. This is going to get interesting. Psalms chapter 68. This will get very interesting to you here, right about now. This is when it starts to unfold. All right, Psalm 68 and verse number 17. The chariots of God, notice that. Notice those words. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Wait a minute. Did you see that? He said the chariots of God. Read to you again. Are 20,000. Even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. Well, he just said that the chariots of God are angels. Did you see that? Now, by the way, I believe in more than one witness in the scripture, so I'm going to show you a lot more. That's just one verse. I don't take anything from one verse. We're going to continue to go. But the chariots, so we have, now we're starting to see that, wait a minute, are you saying that there are select, yes, I believe what the scriptures are saying, and I'm going to prove this in a minute, that there are a select group of angels, and we're going to tell you who those are in a second, that though that select group of angels are the chariots for the Lord. But when you see who they are, then you're going to understand the satanic deception as well. It'll all make sense to you who have listened. I hope you remember those sermons that we preached 10 messages on Satan and who Satan is. And if you understand that, then this will all kind of tie together and be easier to understand. Psalm 104 and verse number 3. I think I just read that to you, didn't I, earlier? Yeah, I did. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. I've already read that to you. But again, the cloud, his chariots. So turn to Isaiah chapter 66, please. Isaiah chapter 66. We're all over the Bible here. I understand it goes real fast, and if you can't keep up, you can just listen. I understand, and you can go back and listen to this. This will be recorded. It'll be online. You'll be able to hear it. Amen. And go back and listen to some of these and check these references out. And you know, if you see something different, please, you can let me know. I'm all for that. Amen. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse number 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire. See, there's fire again. And with his chariots like a whirlwind. So he's going to come, and he's going to come like fire, and his chariots like a whirlwind. To render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. So it says here that the Lord is going to come with chariots of fire. It's what it says. Amen? So when you and I think of a chariot, we think of a chariot like a horse-drawn chariot or something but the Bible says here that the angels of the Lord are connected to these chariots. Remember that? As the Bible says, the angels of the Lord are connected with these chariots. So just remember that. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. So there's thousands of them. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse number 13. And I'm going to keep reading, okay, because I don't want to take too long here tonight. But as long as we need to, but not too long. Whatever that means. Jeremiah 4:13. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his we're going to do a study sometime, incidentally. This is a side note on the clouds, because that is a fascinating study, to study the Lord and the clouds and what that means. That'll tell you a lot about the Lord's coming when you study what the Bible says about the clouds, how the Lord comes. It'll be interesting. But anyway, it all ties into this, but that's another sermon. Anyway, so what we see here is the Lord shall come, his chariot shall be as a whirlwind, his horses are swifter than eagles. Why are they swifter? Because they're angels. That's why they're swifter. Amen? He just said it. Go up the verse again. He said there are 20,000 angels. Even angels, it says. So they're angels that are connected to these chariots. Okay. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse number 1. That one's a little harder to find. So Zechariah chapter 6 and verse number 1. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse number 1. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots from out between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, in the second chariot black horses, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits. Hey, did you see that number again? Four spirits of the heavens. Wait a minute. Okay, well, these are chariots, and they're spirits, and they're the four spirits of the heavens. Remember, I'm just reading from the King James Bible. I don't have another commentary out. I don't have any other notes out. I'm just reading right from the Word of God. Amen. That's the best way to do it, isn't it, Brother Paul? Right from the Bible. Then you can go home and study the Bible. I'm not against commentaries. I read them. I like a lot of them. I'm just saying that this is nice when it's right from the Bible. Amen. Amen. That's right. God's Word. It's the only thing that has any authority. So, amen. All right. So he says here that these are the four spirits of the heavens. So these chariots are the four spirits of heaven. It's fascinating. Don't you think? To me, that's amazing. What's there? You see how you don't need a sci-fi movie? You know, there's so much in this Bible that you and I have never discovered. We will spend our entire lives trying to learn this book and never learned it. You know why? Because most of the time we're going like this. Click, 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 click. Watching something on TV, reading something else, doing something else, and there's a whole world in here. Amen? It's all in here. A lot of truth. When people wonder what's going on in the world, well, listen, the answer is right in here. You really believe that the answer for everything is? I do. I honestly do. Amen. All right. Pretty neat, huh? Revelation chapter 9, incidentally. Well, we'll skip that one. That one will be a little different here. All right. In the book of Nahum, the Bible talks about jumping chariots. We're not going to go there, but you can look at that later. It talks about jumping chariots. Now, the reason I mention that is because when we get into Ezekiel, it's going to make a lot more sense to you when we do that. Turn to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. And verse number 9. I think this is going to... Remember I told you about Ezekiel's wheel? We're going to get to Ezekiel. All right. Remember I told you about Ezekiel's wheel? Watch this in Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 9. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down. This is going to start coming into focus here. We're going to start narrowing it. Just like this. All right. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame and his wheels as burning fire. Wheels. Throne of God, Ancient of Days, wheels. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them. What's that talking about? Turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Oh, is this starting to make any sense to you? Is it starting to come into focus here a little bit? Isaiah chapter 6. We're gonna see something else here around the throne of God. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. We're going to see a group of angels here in a second. Above it stood the seraphims. So seraphims are one class of angels. The reason I'm going to show you this is because there's a certain class of angels that are these chariots. It's not the seraphims, though. But we're going to show you those in a second. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. I like that. Anyway, so we see that those are seraphims. But there's another type of an angel. And we're going to get to that here. But I want you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 1. Now we're going to go and look at Ezekiel's wheel. What Ezekiel saw. Ezekiel chapter 1 says in verse number 3, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. Now that's very interesting. What did I tell you the north was on Sunday? The north is the fourth dimension. When the Bible speaks of the north, it speaks of the fourth dimension. There are four dimensions, okay? I told you that it was called the height. It's also called the north. And you're gonna need, it's important for you to understand that these come from the north. Alright? They come from the north. That's where these chariots come from. That's where the wheel comes from. So, that's where the whirlwind comes from. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud. There's those clouds again. A great cloud and a fire enfolding in itself. Okay? Here's that fire again. That's right, turning. That's right. Yep, churning. And a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. There's that number four again. Spirit world, there's that number four. Okay? Four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. And as for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whither the Spirit was to go, they went. See that? Wherever the Spirit was to go, the Spirit, they went. All right. Let's see. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. Is that starting to sound familiar? What do people say when they see UFOs or something in the sky? One of the things they talk about is fast, bright lights. Kind of like fire unfolding in itself. And it moves rapidly. Why? Well, it moves because the way that it moves, the way that they see it move is in and out of a dimension. That's what he's talking about here. Because the spirit is in the wheel. And we're going to get to that. Okay? The living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned to the appearance of a flash as the appearance of a flash of lightning. So what's happening? This. Pew, 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 pew. Why? In and out of dimensions. Doesn't work the same way. Remember, what did I tell you about a fourth dimensional being? A fourth dimensional being is not bound by three dimensional space. Just the way it is. It's not bound by it. So why can they move so fast? Because the spirit is in the wheel. That's why. So it goes. And that's how fast it goes. So when they see it shooting across like this, I'm not saying everything that people see is real like that. What I'm saying is that I believe some of them are. Because I believe, well, when you figure out, hold on, let me just keep going here, and it'll make more sense. All right. So, and a living creature, and then returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. So they're so fast that it's like a light that flashes, and they're gone. That's what it's doing in the sky. And that's why when some people see those things, they think, what is that? That's strange. What could that be? Nothing man has can move that fast. No. Why? Because nothing that we have can, everything that we make is three-dimensional. But the spirit world is not three-dimensional. It's four-dimensional. Understand that. It's four-dimensional. It's not three. All right. And the living creatures returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creature with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels where their work was like unto the color of beryl, and they four had one likeness in their appearance, and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. A wheel in the middle of a wheel. Pretty interesting, huh? And their appearance and their work. Okay, and when they went up upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. Not bound by anything. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. When the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. Watch this. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. The spirit is in the chariot. That's why it moves the way it does. It is in the chariot. That's what it's saying here. That's what he's saying. The spirit is in the wheel, inside of it. So that's why it moves the way it does. Right? Because it's a spirit. Amen. Boy, this is out there probably for some of you to understand, but I'm just reading you what the Bible says. That's just what it says. I'm not adding to it. I'm not using any other material. It's just I'm reading it straight from the King James Bible and saying, go home and check it out. See what you think. Whithersoever the spirit. Okay, when those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. It says it again, doesn't he? It's that two witnesses there. It says it. Make sure you understand that the spirit of the living creature is in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads. Okay, now we'll continue probably with this in a second here. But turn to Psalm chapter 18 and verse number 9. I'm gonna keep reading, okay? He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Listen. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. What is he saying here? He said, and he rode upon a cherub. So there's a distinct class of angels here that are the spirit in these wheels. And that are these wheels, that are these chariots. Well, who is it? They're cherubs. We've seen cherubims before. Does anybody remember who the anointed cherub that covereth is? Right. So if the anointed cherub that covereth is Satan, then who do you think is sending the delusion? If he has the ability, and other cherubs have the ability. Remember, Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 9 hasn't happened yet, but there are fallen angels. There are those that fall, I believe, all the time. But there will be a time when he, but remember, Satan was the anointed cherub that covereth. For I have set thee so, God said. So, who do you think would be sending this? Why such a rise of satanic activity and occultic practices and signs in the heavens? Why? Because the Bible said it was going to come in the end times. He said that these lying signs and wonders would come. Right, to deceive. So what does the world call it? Well, the devil would have you believe that, oh, these are aliens. Why? Well, because I certainly don't want you to believe that they're evil angels, so then you worship the living God and repent. I want you to think they're aliens and they're going to come down and fix your world and make you better. So Satan's strong delusions and say, well, they're just aliens. You think it's an accident? I told you who drew the first gray alien. Who was it? Aleister Crowley. Lamb was what he drew. And I believe he saw that. I believe that's an evil entity that he saw. I believe it. And then afterwards, 20 years later, everybody in Hollywood's doing movies about and having movies about these weird-looking gray aliens that are walking around with their heads that way and everything. Then you see flying saucers. Maybe you remember, some of you might remember a show that was done before back in the 70s, I think it was. It could be the 60s or the 70s. I think it was the 70s, though. That a show about, it was about an Air Force investigator that would go around and investigate these different sightings of UFOs. And he would always start the show off with Ezekiel saw the wheel. That's how he would start it off when he would talk about that. Yeah, isn't that something? At least he wasn't trying to hide the truth. But anyway. All right, now I want you to go to Ezekiel chapter 10, okay? Are you following me? Is it starting to make a little more sense? Is it starting to become a little bit clearer? I'm not saying you got to agree with me. Go home and study it. But, hey, listen, if you want to discount the supernatural of God as far as the spirit world, you go right ahead and do it, okay? I believe this Bible, and this King James Bible says that the spirit was in the wheels, and it was lifted up, and fast as lightning, that's what they were doing, and they were gone. Hey, listen, I'm going to stick with the King James. I'm going to say, hey, listen, that's what he said it was. He said it was in the sky. He said that he would send evil angels among them. He said that the spirit, that stuff would be happening like this in the end times. I just believe what the Bible says. And it doesn't bother me if somebody doesn't agree with that or think, oh man, what do you got to preach on that for? Well, because there's a lot of people out there that actually believe that aliens are real. I mean, they really believe that. They're looking up for that. They're looking for that. So what are they going to believe? Well, when Satan comes and the Antichrist comes, they're going to believe him. They're going to believe him. They're going to believe the delusion that they've been given. Why? They're already being prepped for it. That's why. All right. Ezekiel chapter 10. I'm going to read these fast here, okay? Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims. So there's the cherubims. There appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spake unto the man clothed with linen and said, go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill thine hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house. when the man went in and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the cloud was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaketh. And it came to pass that when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubims, then he went in and stood beside the wheels. And one cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims into the fire that was between the cherubims, and took thereof, and put it into the hands of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was as the color of beryl stone. And as for their appearance, they four had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. Remember, he just said that earlier. When they went up upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place whither the head looked, they followed. They turned not as they went, and their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes round about. Full of eyes round about. Interesting, isn't it? Even the wheels that they four had. As for the wheels, it was cried unto them in my hearing, O wheel! And every one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, the second face is the face of a man, the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. And the cherubims were lifted up. This is a living creature that I saw by the river of Chebar. And when the cherubims went, the wheels went by them. And when the cherubims lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also turned not from beside them. When they stood, these stood. When they were lifted up, these lifted up themselves also. For the spirit of the living creature was in them. Makes sense, doesn't it? Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims, and the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them, and every one stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. This is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Chebar, under the God of Israel. Do you see that? Why? Because where are the cherubims in heaven? They're right around the throne of God. And I knew they were the cherubims. That's what he says. He says, this is a living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Chebar. And I knew they were the cherubims. Why? Because they were on the throne. They were right there by God. I knew they were. Everyone had four faces apiece, and everyone four wings. And the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. And the likeness of their face was the same faces which I saw by the river of Chebar. Their appearances in themselves, they went everyone straight forward. They had faces. They were angels. They come from the north. Remember the four dimensions that the Bible talks about. It talks about the height. Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse number 12 says this, then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from this place. And I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creature that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and the noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up, and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity of Tel Aviv that dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Well, what's he so astonished for? Well, you'd be pretty astonished too if you were standing there and you saw the throne of God and you saw cherubims move as lightning, and they moved as fast as lightning, and they were coming in and out of dimensions, and you're watching them standing there, and the lightning and everything else that was coming from the throne of God was right there. And then God picked him up and said, okay, go back home. And he went back home and he sat there by the river, and he just kind of sat there for 7 days and didn't do anything like this. You'd do that too, wouldn't you? Amen. You'd do the same thing, wouldn't you? You'd be like, because, I mean, he's got to write this down and actually people have to believe him. I mean, he's writing this down. He's like, man, I mean, right? He's writing the Word of God down. Turn to Job 22. Remember, the Bible says, is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. So we understand that that's God in the fourth dimension. That's God up in heaven. And we understand that to be true. Now, turn to Revelation chapter 4. We're going to show you. We're going to show you that same picture that Ezekiel saw, that Isaiah saw, or that Ezekiel saw at this time. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was like to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 elders, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning upon the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And there, before the throne there was like a sea of glass, like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. Well, there's those 4 beasts. Remember, Ezekiel said they had eyes that were before, they went everywhere. They had eyes around and everywhere. And the first beast was like unto a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings upon, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, holy, holy. Anyway, so we see these beasts there, and we see the same scene around the throne of God, that these beasts are there. So these are the cherubims. Now remember, Satan is that anointed cherub that covereth. Now, he left his position. Remember, Satan was the only one that walked amongst the stones of fire. So remember that fire again. So we have fire around the throne of God. We always have that fire around the throne of God. We always have, now, it appears that God said that these cherub are the specific type of angel that are his chariots. Now, we don't know how many there are exactly. We're not sure about that. Scripture doesn't tell us how many there are. Now, God said that there were thousands. He said even 20,000 and thousands, he said. So I don't know how many that is. That's a lot, whatever it is. And they're there. And they fly around and they do what they do. The Bible says that. Now, turn to Job chapter 37. And we're almost done here, actually. I'm going to leave you with a lot to think about. Job chapter 37 and verse number 18. Remember, I read this to you earlier. It talks about, hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong as a molten looking glass? So that's that dimension that's like a looking glass to look through. And that's the way those things appear when the fire comes and when they slide in and out. That's the way they look. Now, Daniel chapter 7 tells us, I don't think I read that to you. So turn there if you would, please. And this is going to make sense to you why I believe that this is coming the way it is. In verse number 3. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and they had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. And then a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, the second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had 3 ribs in the mouth of it. Okay, skip down to verse number 7. After this I saw in the night visions, behold, a 4th beast, dreadful and terrible. Now listen. Strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. Remember the iron? Okay. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This is that 4th kingdom. It is diverse from all kingdoms of the earth. This is why you are seeing what's coming. This is why we can visually, as we look and we see, we're here about people talking about signs and wonders, and they're talking about signs in the sky and things like that. Well, God foretold about that. He said that when that kingdom comes, when that strong delusion comes, there's going to be a lot of people fooled. Verse number 49 says this, Psalm chapter 78, verse number 49, he cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble by sending evil angels among them. I believe it's a fulfilled prophecy there, and a future prophecy there as well, that he sent evil angels among them. You say, would God actually do that? Well, he did it right here. Amen. He did it right there. What do you think that strong delusion? Listen, for a strong delusion to come and for people to actually believe and fall for this, there's going to have to be miraculous things that are done in the skies. It's going to have to fool people and to sway them. It will have to happen that way. Nothing else will sway them unless they see a sign. Unless they see a wonder. Unless they see a miracle. Unless they see a flying saucer. Unless they see a chariot. See, do you believe Satan can do that? I absolutely. But well, he's a cherub. Of course he can. He was made just like the other cherubim. He's the anointed cherub that covereth. In fact, he's the most powerful angel that was ever created. I mean, there wasn't anything above him when it came to that besides the Lord Jesus Christ, who is not created, who is God. Amen. So, and that's who he was jealous of. That's who I will be like the Most High God. Amen. That's what he said. I will ascend above the heights, the stars of God. I will ascend above the throne of God. I will be like the Most High. I will rule in the fourth dimension. I will rule in eternity. That's what he said. That was his plan. That's his plan. So what do I believe these are? I believe that there's a rise of this activity out there, this spirit world activity. And I don't believe it's of God. I don't believe it's God showing people this, because God doesn't work that way. God gives us his word, and he says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God gives his word. This is all that we need. A sign is imperfect. Nation will seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given, right? But the sign of Jonah the prophet. Right, so God gave us his word. We don't need to see signs and wonders. I don't care if somebody tried to tell me, we're going to prove that we just discovered something that proves the Bible wrong. I won't believe it. Because I believe God's word. I believe what God promised me. And I understand that there's a strong delusion that is coming. And you know what? Whether it's aliens or rock and roll music, which is coming on Sunday, possibly me preaching against the satanic deception of rock and roll music or the satanic roots of rock and roll music, and nail that thing down, because so many people are putting that in their churches today. It's mixing a hybrid spirit in there, and it's ruining and destroying God's churches right and left. It is absolutely destroying them. And rock and roll music is not of God. It's wicked as the devil. And it has satanic roots, by the way, and Masonic roots. But we'll get to that on Sunday, possibly. Anyway, the point is that this strong delusion will come, and it will fool people. And that's what the plan is. The plan is to do that. I don't need that. I've got the Word of God that promises me and tells me what's exactly going to happen. I believe this is coming too. Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out on the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I don't believe that's happened yet. I believe it's going to happen. Amen. I believe it because that's what the Bible says. And the Bible says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. There's going to be a war. Amen. A war is going to come soon. And I don't know how soon. I can't pick a date. I'm not trying to. What I'm telling you is this, I believe what you're seeing, I believe what people are seeing is a satanic deception. I believe that Satan, I believe he has that power. I believe the others that have fell with him have that power. And they are working those signs and wonders today. And what are they preparing for? The fourth kingdom. The where they mingle their seed with the seed of man. That's the plan. It's not aliens. It's fallen angels. It's Satan trying to wrap himself up into something else. He's trying to hide himself like he does and conceal himself. You don't believe me? Look what he does in rock and roll music. Look what he does in the movie industry, in the Hollywood industry, everything else. He wraps himself into something else, into Harry Potter, into magic, into all kinds of other. Why? To make it look like there's no part of Satan in that. When Rowling, or the founder of and writer of Harry Potter, has a degree in witchcraft, she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows absolutely exactly what she's doing. She knows about the incantation, the spells, the wizards, the names of the wizards are all occultists. It's all planned. All of it. But see, that's why God has called us to reveal these things and to show these things. So why preach about aliens and UFOs and all those things? Well, I believe what they're seeing is nothing more than a chariot. I believe that's what some of these people are seeing. And what is the predominant thing that is talked about? What is the biggest thing about aliens that they always show in every alien movie? If you ever watch those, I used to watch some of them. They always show an alien, I'm going to put it as kindly as I can, marrying, so you get my drift, or fornicating with someone from Earth and having a child. Why? Well, they did it in Man of Steel. In the Superman trilogy, they did it. He was from another planet, and he had a child with Lois Lane. He comes back 5 or 6 years later or whatever, however long it is, and that child's like 6 or 7 years old and he has powers too. What are they showing you? Daniel chapter 2. The fourth kingdom. The seed being mingled. That they're aliens. Check out Daniel chapter 2 and verse number 43. Check out Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15. Satan's seed. It's all there. Jesus told us that the Father, that Satan was the father of the lie. Amen. All of that is what it's all about. It's all preparing people for that so-called invasion. But it's not an invasion of aliens, folks. It's an invasion of the fourth dimension of the spirit world that was prophesied about in Daniel chapter 2. And it's a strong delusion and a strong deception. If you start to look at this spirit world stuff, you'll start to understand why the leaders of countries do what they do. The way they're being led by. You can see that by the different emblems of the nations that they use, and the different signs and different numbers that they put on their things and everything else. There's a lot of that, but we can't get into that tonight. But anyway, the point is, that's what it's about. That's what the UFO conspiracy is about. It's Satan. Do I believe he's doing it? Yeah, I sure do. Do I believe evil angels are doing it? Sure, I do. God said they were there. Amen. I you talk to the occultists, they understand full well. Aleister Crowley understood full well that he made contact with evil entities, with familiar spirits. Folks, you just think that stuff happened in Bible time and then it all just went away? Do you think, yeah, this is Bible time, that's right. But do you think that it all just went away back 2,000 years ago and it never happened anymore, that nobody sought familiar spirits? Really? Well, I showed you in Hollywood, in the series we did under Hollywood, that all of them, that 90% of them talk to spirits and have spirits, do automatic writing, which so do song leaders, which we're going to talk about here. Or not song leaders, sorry, Brother Paul. But songwriters and rock and roll artists, they do what's called automatic handwriting. What is that? They put their pen down and they have spirits tell them. They seek out familiar spirits to tell them. Isn't it amazing that all this stuff has went on around you and nobody's told you? Nobody's even tried to get the truth out there. So why? Well, because you think it's enough for you to tell your children, well, that rock and roll music is bad. You should stay away from it. Why? Well, why is it bad? How about the root of it and where it comes from? Oh, you don't need to talk about that stuff. That might scare them. Good, I hope it does. Because it's purely satanic. I hope it scares you. Then you'll stay away from it and trust God and believe the Bible. You should fear evil. Amen. You should have a healthy fear for God, a reverence for God. Not scared of Him like I'm scared, but have a reverence for God and fear those things. Yes, you should stay away from those things. So why? Why do I stay away from them? Why do I stay away from alien movies and UFO? Why? Because they're preaching another message to you. That's why. They're preaching a sons of God and daughters of men message from Genesis chapter 6. That's what they're preaching to you. That is what they're preaching. Constantly preaching. Constantly. Every show. Gotta have that in there. Why? That's the plan. This UFO is just another, the UFOs and aliens is just another branch of the same plan that Satan has. It's just another way. And when he's got a captive audience of Hollywood and movies all the time playing, people watching them all the time, and then satanic music on top of that. So let me ask you a question. If you're getting bombarded through movies, through internet, and through music with satanic messages, what's that going to produce? Does it produce good fruit? How can it? What does it do? Suppresses this. If you are saved, it suppresses the Spirit of God. You lose power. You don't have the power of God. You can't stand for anything. Oh, that's no big deal. Well, I'm going to show you on Sunday. I wasn't even planning on doing rock and roll, but the Lord just really got to me yesterday about it. I'm going to do it. Rock, rap, it's all bad. I'm going to kill it all. But the point is that there's a spirit behind it. And if the spirit behind it is bad, we should have nothing to do with it. We should hate it and loathe it because it preaches against our God and it preaches against this book. Think about it.